Hi, I'm Samra Luchkin, representing Southeast Europe media organizations here. And referring to all these most recent attacks, I would like to present you with a case of some new exercises of power, institutional power on media and journalism. When a sort of month ago, maybe more, a police raid took place in the most popular web portal in Bosnia and Herzegovina, Clixbar, and they took over, took out all their computers, documents, allegedly for exposing the telephone conversation of the Prime Minister of Republika Srpska, Ms. Cvijanović. Is it okay? Can you hear me now?
You can come a bit closer, please, yeah.
Okay. Allegedly for exposing her telephone conversation where she was trading with the MP's position in the parliament. So they published the conversation, and that was the reason why police got into the newsroom, take out all their equipment, and take out all their tools for work. So at that moment, I realized how journalism has become fragile. In recent period. After all these years, all these international efforts, European Union efforts, and US efforts, and with all legislations in place, with all self-regulatory bodies in place, for example, in Bosnia, we had a case that incident like that happened. The same happened with our, the similar situation happened with in breaching intelligence data. We had a similar situation with our journalist Anushka Delic in Slovenia. But this kind of translating political pressure into institutional pressure and forcing them to reveal the sources of information despite all laws in place, and dealing with such situation is just simply unacceptable. And there is another step after that, you know, after all journalists, of course journalists in Bosnia show solidarity. There were journalist gatherings and people gather all over Bosnia to support the web portal Clixbar. But no, I felt that we were really, really powerless in that institution, in that kind of battle, that we were really powerless. And this discouraged most of our expectation that somebody is going to intervene and resolve the situation. The criminal case will be still on, so nothing will happen. And so that brings me to the other. Now we have another situation that the same government would like to control the web content, but they cannot control with the existing defamation law because the defamation law in Bosnia is decriminalized, so there are no criminal causes for the breach of. So they cannot control with the existing defamation law. Now they have a new, they are going to use a public, I don't know what is the name of that law in your country. This is a peace and public order law. So if you are exposing the violent, the something they don't like on internet, they are going to use that law like a public order law to pursue journalists, which is completely, entirely new practice. I see you nodding. Maybe there is something in Montenegro similar, but we have pretty much similar practices. So as a person who was dealing with the defamation laws, with freedom of access to information law, I was the one who established Press Council and free media helpline for journalists in Bosnia. So I was thinking, what can be recommended in order to move these things from the dead point? What is the area we did not explore, so we have not been exploring so far? So there is one thing maybe that we have never paid attention to. I believe that in most of the countries in the region, the becoming a media owner is a registration papers for the media ownership, very much similar to like any other company. There is no like a new clause, some special clause that needs to be incorporated in a media, for media owners who would like to register media. So for example, in Bosnia, but I believe that everywhere in the region, I don't know, in some countries of European Union, you can be owner of the chicken farm and radio station. I mean, there is no clause in the legal papers, in the legal registration, that puts a special emphasize or special obligations to the media owners, special obligations in terms of public responsibility toward the public. We have never been, at least at my knowledge, we have never been considering that clause, and this is something that European Union can push hard on. I mean, this is something that it has to be European put in accord with the acquis or all kind of these documents. Second thing is I agree with the colleague from Slovenia. Economic pressure, why it is easy today to press journalists and media economically? Why it's easier to exercise the public advertising or government advertising rules or why it is easy? Why it's easy for me as a private advertiser to put a pressure on media? Because media are, we have to admit, in a very grave situation financially, not only in countries of former Yugoslavia, but in most of European Union countries, in a very grave financial situation. Many of them are about to be closed. They are barely surviving. There is media market is getting lower and lower every year. So the only way that, and in order to make compromise, to please their clients, to please the government, media making articles and publishing stories that are not investigative reporters, but they are more like, I would call them PR stories to do that. And most of the media do so. I have people who will publish anything for their client, I mean, any kind of journalistic piece, just in order to meet the financial criteria of some client. So I agree with the colleague. The only way is to media to get their economic power back is to regain their credibility. And this is the only way. So because media are not credible anymore, at least not credible like they used to be 5, 10, 15 years ago. So, but when you have a strong, credible media, then everybody, then the position of entire society, even those advertisers, change toward that media. So this is the only way that I believe that they can regain it. Thank you.